Nice plane, Taylor. How many people did you kill getting it?
What do you care? They were all GC stormtroopers.
That's not the point, man.
The thing is, our God is all about second chances. Who knows how many still get their heads on straight before it's too late?
Cute.
I'm serious.
So am I. And I'm not worried about whether or not I do nice things so God will like me. My job is to take down the GC any way I can.
Yeah, any way, as long as it involves lethal force.
Whatever it takes. Now you guys just cool your jets and I'll have you in Tel Aviv in two shakes of a yarmulke.
So is someone looking for this plane right now?
Aw, don't worry about it.
Why do I feel like someone just painted a big red bullseye on my head?
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 43, The Fire of God.
Whoa, Darian, check this out. It's a tunnel.
A tunnel? Tunnel to where?
Let's find out. I'll go first. All right, come on.
How are we gonna get out again?
Oh, it's not that high. I'll boost you up first, then I should be able to climb up.
Okay, here I come.
Hey, give me that flashlight.
Okay, if we start finding dead bodies down here, I'm gonna kill you.
You kill me, you can't get out.
Oh.
You have to stay down here with the dead bodies.
Oh, stop it!
All right. Well, there's fresh air coming from somewhere. My guess is the tunnel goes right to the river.
You think that way leads to the house?
It could be. Come on, let's find out.
Oh. Hey, Taylor. Mind if I chill up here with you for a while?
Long as you don't touch anything.
Never flown before. This is pretty cool.
I'd never land if I didn't have to.
You really know what all this stuff does?
Yep. Everything but that one red button there. I have no idea what that one does.
Great. Well, that one's not important.
Listen, you can tell Judd I didn't kill anyone stealing this plane. Two guys are pushing up daisies, but the GC kind of did that themselves.
I feel much better.
Two less bozos.
Hate to be the one to tell you, Chief, but you ain't gonna bring the global community down. Read the book, man. We know how it ends.
Yeah, well, you got your way, I got mine.
Yeah?
Melinda, it's Vicky. Mind if I come in?
It's your house.
Well, it's not really my house, but... Listen, I wanted to give you this.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Why are you giving me my gun back?
I guess I don't expect you to stay here against your will. The GC are still gonna try and kill you. I'd rather you had something to protect yourself with.
It's not loaded.
Duh! Just let me know when you're leaving. I'll give you the bullets then.
Or you could set me up with whoever changed your looks and stuff?
Sorry, can't do that.
Why not?
Security reasons.
Yeah, I figured. So much for the global community offering a better life.
So is that what they promised you? A better life?
Well, it's all relative. See, after the disappearances, my dad went on a bender and never came back. I was living with a friend and her uncle. And he was a pig. Just a little too touchy-feely for me. And when we got the chance to join the morale monitors and get away from him, we jumped at it.
So where's your friend now?
The earthquake got her. Haven't really felt safe since then.
Hey, Vicky. Conrad and Darian want you to come see something.
What is it?
It didn't say.
So we checked it out. It goes all the way from the basement of the main house to the river.
Is it for water runoff or something?
Too big. And besides, the house is on a hill. They wouldn't need that kind of drainage.
So what do you think it is?
Now, for one thing, it's an escape tunnel if we need it.
Oh. Hang on. Do you hear that?
Oh, is it time to use the escape tunnel?
What is that?
It sounds like a truck. Conrad, give me a boost.
Dude, take it easy on the cheese and crackers.
What do you see?
Looks like a GC truck, all right.
Oh, fantastic.
Did Melinda rat us out?
I don't see how she could have.
Doesn't matter right at the moment. Just stay quiet.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, Charlie and Melinda are both in the house.
Welcome to Tel Aviv, fellas.
I've been dreaming of coming to Israel since I was a boy. Didn't quite picture it happening like this, though.
So how are we supposed to get to Jerusalem?
That's a YP, not an MP.
All right, I'll play along. What does that mean, Taylor?
That's your problem, not mine.
I'm so glad I asked.
If you ask real nice, my friend Hasina might let you stay at their airstrip till morning.
Is that her coming this way?
Yep. Okay, folks, this is your captain asking you to mind your P's and Q's. Hasina is a special friend.
How special?
I tried to get her to marry me once.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Taylor Graham.
She said no.
I was doing us both a favor.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hasina, this is Mitch, Lionel, and Judd.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
What's up?
So, why would any of you travel all the way to Tel Aviv with such a dangerous man?
Actually, we're hostages. You brought us here at gunpoint.
Just haven't been able to give up my desperado ways.
I see.
Couldn't miss seeing the rabbi at the stadium.
You and several thousand others. There's a rumor going around Israel that Nikolai Carpathia may even make an appearance.
Is that a reliable rumor?
My sources say he'll be in Jerusalem the day after tomorrow for the first meeting.
Perfect.
Do you have a hotel reservation yet?
Not yet. God will provide.
He'd better. All the hotels are filled.
Great.
You can stay here tonight if you wish.
That'd be great.
Yeah, thanks.
My driver will take you to Jerusalem in the morning.
Just like you say, Mitch, God provides.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Don't let him see your head, Mark.
Conrad, hold still.
You're getting heavy.
How many are there?
One guy so far. Looks like he's just wandering around.
One guy plus Melinda.
We don't know that yet.
Doesn't want to make a bet.
This guy doesn't look like any GC goon I've ever seen. Look at that, he's got tattoos all over his arms. He could use a haircut, too.
What? Let me see. Lift me up.
Sure, why not?
You see him? It's Zeke. Hey, Zeke!
Vicky?
Books me up.
Where are you?
Right here.
Oh, I see your head popping out of the ground. Hey, what are you doing down there?
Waiting for the subway.
Hey, you got a whole crowd down there.
Hello.
Hey, Zeke.
Listen, I got a truck full of supplies. You think I can get a hand unloading it?
Ooh, got any real food?
Nah, I ate all that on the drive down. I got 40 cases of Q-tips, though.
I'm pretty sure he's kidding.
Relax, I got tons of food and I got fresh water.
Oh, you the man, Zeke. You the man.
Did you sleep okay?
Not bad. I guess the jet lag hits tomorrow.
How about some fruit?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had any fresh fruit in a long time.
Help yourself.
Dr. Rosenzweig's formula.
Exactly.
So, listen, I'm curious. Did Taylor really ask you to marry him?
Taylor will never get married. I consider myself his closest near miss.
But he proposed?
In so many words, it was more about a common goal.
What do you mean?
This was my father's place. He was killed in the war. He fought the GC with the Egyptian resistance. I was very close to my father.
So is that why you helped Taylor fight the GC?
Taylor has told me about you and your friends. I know all about what you believe.
Well, Taylor's version, at least. I could fill in a few details for you.
You are an enemy of Nikolai Carpathia, and that is good enough for me. I am not interested in your agenda. I have one of my own. They killed my father, and I will avenge that. Any questions?
Listen, I didn't mean to pry.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be back later.
What else you got here, Zeke?
I think Conrad has the last box.
I hope this is the last box.
Zeke, what's in this one?
Oh, just something I borrowed from a real GC truck the other day.
It's a computer.
Too bad we don't have a telephone line.
No worries, kiddies. Check this out. A companion satellite phone.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, just plug this cable in right here. And this thing was designed so that guys like you and I couldn't hack into its transmission stream.
Meaning?
Meaning it's encoded. We should be able to communicate via email without ever being traced.
So we can email and call?
Oh, I imagine that could come in handy.
Can you call, say, Jerusalem?
My feet are killing me.
Yeah, I hear that. Hey, here comes Mitch.
This don't look good.
Nothing. There's nothing available. They even called other hotels.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I guess we wait for the Lord to provide.
Hey, as long as we're here, you guys want to see some of the sights of Jerusalem?
Is this the Wailing Wall?
It is. Look, there's Eli and Moisha.
They must be resting for a while or something.
Now, I've seen them talk without moving their mouths. It's cool. Everybody understands, no matter what language they speak.
This is awesome. I never thought I'd be able to see them up close.
I didn't even want to until a short time ago.
Some people think they're Elijah and Moses.
That one guy's standing.
That's Moisha.
Well, unto the enemy of the Most High God.
Who's he talking about?
There is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man Christ.
That's a GC
Jesus.
Helicopter.
Until the due time, you have no authority over the lampstands of God Almighty. Woe, woe, woe unto all who fail to look up and lift up your heads.
Looks like someone didn't like the message.
The sun should be coming up soon.
Where are we, Judd? Why'd you bring us up this hill?
I came here once with Nina Ben-Judah. This is the Mount of Olives.
So, this is the Garden of Gethsemane?
Yeah, neat, huh?
This is where Jesus prayed before he was arrested?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Excuse me, good day to you.
Good day.
Are you one of the witnesses?
Me?
Yes.
Why do you ask?
I can see it in your eyes. You have the fire of God in you. Look at my forehead.
I see the mark, but I still don't understand your question.
Where are you staying?
We've been wandering all night. I'm starting to think this patch of grass is looking pretty good.
In that case, I welcome you. My name is Yitzhak Witzman. God told me to expect you.
God told you?
I want to provide your young friends with a bed.
Well, we already checked. All the hotels are full.
Not the Hotel Yitzhak.
You want us to stay at your house?
Not my house. Too small. I am renting the gymnasium at Hebrew University.
The Hebrew University let you use their gym to house Christian believers?
Not only the gym, 5 buildings in all. They only know that I was willing to pay twice what they would normally charge. It is exactly, as you Americans say, money talks.
Thanks for all the supplies, Zeke.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna try to get down here in the next couple of weeks. I'm gonna bring some more stuff. We gotta start stocking up for that co-op thingamajiggy.
Yeah, who knows how soon the GC is gonna start that whole Mark of the Beast program.
All the more reason to stack this dump to the gills with goodies. Now take care of this place. The generators ought to handle whatever electrical stuff you got, and the gas ought to last you a while too, as long as you don't leave it on 24/7.
What's cool is that we get to see the meeting of the witnesses on the internet.
By the way, keep an eye on Charlie and Melinda. I wouldn't have those two running around loose, but that's just me.
I'll take care of them.
I mean, no pressure or nothing, but if the GC busts this place, you go down. That's bad. But in addition to that, a lot of supplies to keep believers alive also go away.
Yeah, no pressure.
All right. I'll see you kids later. Hey, Vicky, try not to eat all those chocolate chip cookies, will you?
See?
I saw that look in your eye when we were unloading.
Completely not true.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Judd, wake up.
What's going on?
Dude, you've been asleep all day. It's almost time to go to the stadium.
Asleep?
Yeah, and you were talking in your sleep, too.
Really?
Yeah, something like, Vicky, Vicky.
You are so full of beans. Seriously, what'd I miss?
They announced that Ben-Judah arrived safely.
Cool.
Yeah, the bad news is Carpathia wants to talk tonight, too.
Carpathia? What does he want to say?
Guess I'll have to go find out.
I guess.
And Vicky called.
What?
Gotcha.
You are so lucky to be in a public place right now.
Yeah. Come on, we gotta get going.
Shh, shh.
brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord God.
Man, we are never going to get a seat in the stadium.
On the news, they showed the stadium filling up early this morning. All these people are never going to fit.
And we can pretty much forget about finding Mitch either. We like looking for a...
What? You see him?
Look at that guy, standing in the car.
Dude in the gray robe?
Yeah.
What about him?
It's Taylor Graham.
What?
Seriously, look.
What's he doing here?
That's what I want to know. Look, you go on in. I'm going to try and find out what he's up to.
You'll never find me in there.
I'll meet you back at the gym. Oh, he's taking off.
Be careful, dude.
You got it. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to. What's the story here, Taylor Graham? What are you up to?
Can I help you, young man?
I saw a man come in here. He was dressed in gray.
You want something to drink?
Coffee?
Right, coffee. The man is in the back room. I suggest you knock.
Thank you.
Yes?
It's Judd. Let me in. Ah, hey! Take it easy on the laundry.
What are you doing here?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
I told you what I'm doing.
Trying to take out Carpathia?
Go ahead and say it a little louder, why don't you?
Come on, Taylor. This is not going to work. You can't kill Nikolai.
Says who?
Says God. That's who? It's too early.
I'm not concerned with your God's timeline. Fact of the matter is, Nikolai is supposed to show up at the stadium and, well, he should be there now. When he leaves, I got a surprise for him.
Like what?
You ever seen one of these?
What is that thing?
This is an A-10 anti-tank gun. Hasina got this one for me.
A gift that keeps on giving.
See this cone up here? When the projectile is fired, the depleted uranium core turns it red hot. It will melt right through, well, just about anything. And then, boom.
At this very moment, your friends and loved ones.
I cannot believe Rabbi Ben-Judah is letting Carpathia speak here.
Well, you saw he flew in and just landed on stage. It's not like he gave him much of a choice.
Pardon me. Sorry. But I wish you and the rabbi here all the best and welcome you. Once again, excuse me. Would someone have some water?
Who does this guy think he is?
Yes, thank you.
It's blood! The water is
That's
blood!
Cold.
How's the coffee?
Cold.
Should have drunk it while it was still hot.
Taylor, something went wrong. Carpathia is leaving.
Already? What happened?
I don't know. It looked like they gave him a bottle of blood to drink. Apparently he did not appreciate that.
Party time, Judd. If you promise to behave, you can join us on the roof. It's going to be quite a show.
Think about what you're doing.
I think of nothing else. That's our boy. Get your heads down.
This is not a good idea.
Yippee-ki-yay!
What?
You may not attack the chosen before the due time. Be gone, child of darkness.
Taylor!
I can't
Taylor,
see!
Taylor, are you alright?
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
I thought I was dead.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Hey, I saw your light on.
What about it?
Nothing, just check it in.
So you're like the warden here, huh?
If I'm the warden, then this is the nicest cell I've ever seen. And I've seen a few.
So I hear.
I noticed you were listening to the message this afternoon.
So, isn't that what you wanted me to do?
No, that's great. I was just kind of wondering what you thought.
Well, that Ben-Judah guy makes some entertaining points, I guess, talking about all the stuff he thinks is going to happen.
He's been right about everything so far.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, he's coming on again in a few minutes. You want to check it out?
Thanks, I'll pass.
My text tonight is Revelation 8:13.
What's going on?
I don't know. Dr. Ben-Judah looks sick or something.
Dude, check it out. It's Eli and Moisha. And what they say up there?
Bear with me. This passage warns that once the earth has been darkened by a third, three terrible woes will follow. These are particularly ominous, so much so that they will be announced from heaven in advance.
My beloved brethren, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe! Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
Uh-oh. Looks like the meeting is just about over.
Those are GC soldiers, lots of them.
Lionel, I think it's time for you and me to make like a tree.
Wonder what that was all about. GC soldiers running in just before the feed cut out.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
You know, if Zion is right, we're going to spend the rest of our lives labeled as criminals.
Now, for some of us, that's nothing new.
What are you looking at me for?
I'm just saying, you got more Gray Bar hotel time than the rest of us.
Congratulations, Vic.
Yeah, thanks.
So how are we supposed to survive through that?
Well, that's what the co-op thing that Zeke and the Steels are doing is all about.
Hey, I hate to change the subject, but has anyone seen Melinda lately?
She was in her room just a while ago.
I'll go check.
What's up, Mark?
It might be just a feeling. I'm not sure.
Well, don't you trust her?
No, I don't know that I trust anyone who doesn't have the mark.
You need to do something about these trust issues, Mark.
She's gone. She's not in her room.
Maybe she's in the kitchen.
I looked there.
So, I'm sorry, what were you saying about my trust issues?
Did the rabbi look sick to you?
Something looked wrong. I don't know why he would cut the meeting.
Oh! Look out, man!
Who's shooting?
Who cares? Let's just get back to the gym.
Judd!
Who's that?
Where's it coming from?
That fat kid over there.
Judd!
I have no idea who that is.
He knows you.
Follow me.
He doesn't have the mark. He's not a believer.
Well, maybe he's one of Taylor's friends.
Oh, whatever. Let's just find out what he wants.
Follow me, Judd. I can get you up safely.
First of all, tell me who you are.
I am Samuel. I gave you the videotape a while ago.
Oh, yeah. You live next door to the rabbi.
He's the kid with that tape?
You must come with me. I can hide you.
That's fine, but I need to check in with someone first.
Mitch?
We can't just disappear without him knowing about it.
We said we'd meet him at the gym. That's probably where he is.
We can stop there on the way to my house. Quickly, my father must not see you.
What? Why not?
He's working for the global community.
Terrific. How much further is it?
We're pretty close now.
That's my house, there.
I still don't like this idea. What makes you think we can trust this kid?
He gave me the videotape of Ben-Judah's family being murdered.
That don't mean nothing. He may have been trying to get rid of it because it was a hot potato.
Something tells me we can trust him. I don't know, just a feeling.
Come inside. You must be quiet. Okay. Come, hurry.
Don't you guys have any lights in this place?
Let me get them.
See, it's fine. Everything's gonna be...
Please, come join us.
What?
You were saying...
My gun makes you nervous? Don't worry. If you do exactly as I say, it will not go off.
Father, I have brought you the Ben-Judites.
You have done well, my son.
Yeah, great. Nice job.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.